Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 46.
Hey, Jeffrey. 46. Yeah, look at that. We're getting close to the... Once we get to the 52-week mark, 52,
we'll truly have made it a year.
Been a year.
Yeah.
Even though it has been long past a year.
Not that much longer. A month. Yeah, 13 months.
We started in February,
mm-hmm.
And it's April.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's April.
So...
April Fools. I didn't actually forget.
April Fools. Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Spangler.
That would have been good. We got an action-packed show. Sorry we missed last week, but we had to squeeze in an episode this week because you boys got some things on the horizon.
On the
horizon. And by your boy, I mean the ginger.
Me. T-minus how many days?
Seven.
T-minus 7 days till she gets induced.
Till inception.
Thursday is next week.
Well, till conception.
Well, Concepcion, Chile.
Well, Encarnacion.
Wait, you're supposed to sing it.
Encarnacion.
Oh, you did it.
Thank you.
You did his riff.
Yeah, a little riffy.
Yeah, we're very excited. I'm actually currently in our spa-oom, where all of her baby items are next to her bassinet, and this time next week, it's going to be in our room with a little child in it.
I'm going to cry. I know you're going to cry, but
I'm also going to cry.
Yeah, because I'm going to lose my friend.
Yeah, I'm never going to talk to you again.
This baby's going to ruin my life.
Like, which one? Lincoln? There's two presidents here, Lincoln or Kennedy. Which one?
Oh.
Which one? Oh.
Very
which
good.
Which one?
So. We got an action-packed show. We got a Q-tip. We got a fact. We got a segment. We got a draft, per usual. It is what it is. We're going to roll with it. So, our Q-tip today is a bit of a brain buster. And that is, if you try to fail and you succeed... Did you fail, or did you succeed?
If you're trying to fail.
You're trying to fail, and you succeed. Did you fail, or did you succeed?
So let's say I wanted to fail my exam. I chose to not study. I'm trying hard to fail it. And I fail it. I succeeded at my failure... So technically, I did not fail at my goal. I failed the objective that I put my mind to, but I did not fail the... Whoa, wait. No, because that's the same thing. No, because the objective is that I want to fail. So, I mean, they're separate items, but in a way, it's technically
separate,
the
but
same
equal.
Item. So, catch 22. I don't know. You're failing... You're failing on purpose. You are succeeding in that objective,
mm-hmm.
because you chose to do that. So technically, it would be you would succeed. You'd be succeeding at your task, which is to fail. But the Succession, shout out Succession TV show, Succession actually trumps Donald Trump's the failure. It trumps the failure. You can't fail. You can't fail when you're talking about succeeding. I've never failed. I only have $5 billion in debt. I've never failed.
That's pretty good, yeah. That was very good. So, did you fail or did you succeed?
You succeeded.
But you also failed.
Your task was to fail at the thing, but you succeeded in your task, so the succeeding trumps the failure.
I think I've heard you say the word succeed too many times, and now it sounds weird.
Succeed, 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 suck seed. Suck the seed. Succeed. There's just so many. Yeah.
Is that a Pokemon move? Suck seed?
Pikachu, I use suck seed!
Grovyle, you suck seed.
No.
Bellsprout, you suck seed. Vileplume.
Lickitung, you suck seed.
Well, Lickitung can't do that.
Lickitung could do that.
Lickitung could do that. Lickitung is the goat.
Lickitung.
Lickitung is the goat. All right. What's our stat this week?
Okay, our stat this week, in the spirit of March Madness, before I do the stat, do you know or could you see what your point total is right now?
Ooh.
Because we did make a wager, a friendly wager.
We did.
Off air? We actually had a lot of the same. What?
Did we do it off air?
No.
Did we do it on air?
I don't know. Maybe. Either way, I think what we decided to do was smelling salts. Mm-hmm. You can get them pretty cheap, but I think we're going to have a smelling salt.
Dude, I can't wait to eat it.
Oh, you would vomit instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly. All right. And so I think that's the thing. So let's see.
My points, I'm at 730 with a max of 1370. Max Jensen.
And how do the points work for you?
I don't know.
Because are you doing it through ESPN?
Yeah.
What percentage of the country are you at?
Oh, 38%.
Okay, so you are at 730. So I'm at 100 points higher than you.
You're at 830?
I'm at 830 with a total points possible of 1470.
Yeah, so you're 100 points.
Because I still have Florida alive. I had Auburn, I picked correctly. And I picked Duke correctly. The only one I missed was Houston, I had Kentucky.
Also, how wild is, this might even be your stat. How wild is it that all 4-1 seeds are in the Final Four?
This is part of the stat. It's really crazy. And it pisses me off because I organized my work draft and 4 people in it who don't do anything with sports
just pick the one seeds.
All the one seeds because they're like, they're just the best. And
what
I was like,
supposed to do.
You guys don't understand that never happened.
And you're
one
like, oh yeah, that logic checks out. Yeah, sure. But also like,
it's not realistic in any way. That's just too simple. And
yeah,
they
real
got
lipstick.
Rewarded. Kissing Kate Barlow lipstick. So that makes me really angry and they got rewarded. So they're part of the grouping. And the crazy stat is, that Jimmer Fredette is one of 3 celebrities who picked a correct, perfect Final Four.
Wow.
With all 4-1 seeds. Our boy Jimmer. The author of most of my passwords currently.
No way.
Most of my passwords around are some variation of a Jimmer.
No way.
Yeah. You would never.
That
like,
is
there's
so
more,
funny.
There's more to it, but once I started that train years and years ago, with like one of my original emails, and then I just started making it for other things. I was like, oh, let me do my Facebook. And then I just couldn't stop. I was like, it's so memorable. So I just vary it depending
That's
on the
so
thing.
Funny.
It's a random
now I'm gonna
fact.
Now I'm
That's,
gonna hack you.
You can try.
Now everyone listening to this is gonna hack you.
Good luck. Nice try.
Good
But
riddance.
That is my random stat that's combined with my own personal life.
Wow. Beautiful.
In a trio.
I appreciate and respect a stat that is surrounded around our current day-to-day lives. It's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, so deep.
Yeah. Jeff, would you like to introduce your segment?
I would. I have a segment for you, which was a variation of... That picks it up so well. I'm glad we switched from Zoom. Curse
Zoom. Shout out Riverside FM if you want to give
Riverside
us a free...
FM.
A free premium subscription, that'd be nice, but we'll take
either way. This
we'll
is the
our,
audio quality is really solid.
Yeah, except for sometimes you can hear my daughter's listening to a show downstairs,
yeah.
Which is really fun. Like
or,
we
or
we
your
heard
dog
licking herself. Lick it.
Didn't have to
herself.
Say that. Why'd you say that? We all knew what you meant. You had to say licking herself.
Lick a tonguing herself.
Okay.
But we heard
you are unhinged.
We heard Wicked a few, like a month
I
and
watched
a half
it.
Ago.
I just watched it finally with Emily last week.
Very good.
And it wasn't half bad.
Yeah.
There's some catchy songs.
I'm curious how they're going to make the final third of the movie into as long of a movie as the first movie is.
But I'm just surprised they were able to cast Michael Jordan in it as the lead. Like, she just, I'm surprised she... No wonder she's singing about defying gravity. I mean, that's Air Jordan. Oh my gosh.
That was so out of left field. Oh. I was not expecting that. That's so funny.
That was really good.
Just a British female Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sweating now.
That was funny. Okay.
Okay, go on.
So my segment is a variation of one that my dad actually introduced a few weeks ago. And I decided to alter it just a little bit to more fit some things that you would be more interested in. So without further ado, it's going to be a blind ranking where I'm going to give you these random things and you tell me where you would put them on the list when it comes to the preference that you have for that thing. And it's going to be, if you could, let's pull up the list again. These are places that you could be visit, that you would visit. You could be dropped directly there. And there's a guarantee that you will not get injured in any way. You will feel no pain or injury.
Okay.
Okay. But you get the experience that you want. Okay. So some of them might have injury in normal circumstances, but not in this scenario. Okay.
Okay.
You're ranking these 1 through 10. 1 being the best, 10 being the worst. First option, you are free diving with a dive group with great white sharks in a shallow area, like reef, and it's shallow, and there's great white swimming around, and you get to swim around with them and touch them.
Okay. I don't like that.
It's not deep, and they can't hurt you. There's no possibility of pain or injury at all.
Hmm. Okay.
It's just pure, you're just there.
Hmm.
Where would you put that?
Out of 5?
I mean, there's going to be 10 options. So
oh, 10.
So where would you rank that? 1 through 10. 1 through 10.
Blind rank. I got 10 things. I don't know if you're going to go good or bad. This is a very clear low end of the list.
Like, for you, because you don't like big, giant things.
I don't like open water. I think it would be actually kind of a neat experience. But I'm just going to call it shallow shark diving. Is that good?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that at 8.
8. For you, that's cool? A safe bet.
Yeah.
That's a safe bet. I mean, it's your list. You don't have to ask if it's cool with me. You're choosing it.
Well, I want your permission, Dad.
You got some deep-seated issues there, son.
I love Scott.
He actually did swim with great white sharks. Or not great whites, but he swam with sharks, tiger sharks in the Bahamas, got shark teeth. He made a necklace out of it. And they were swimming right by his face. Pretty crazy. He has it on video.
That's scary, man.
He loves that kind of stuff. Okay. Second one. You are in a helicopter. It's just you and the pilot flying above an active volcano while it is spewing lava into the air. And you get to witness it from just right there while it's happening.
That's pretty dang cool. I've never been in a helicopter. Have you?
Yeah. I actually took Emily for her birthday years ago here close. We had a 5-minute helicopter ride for $20 a person. And we both.
Wow.
That's really cool.
It's real cheap.
If you ever want to go in a helicopter.
I'm gonna put that at 4.
4. Ooh, okay.
Over live volcano.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not bad.
Yeah, right? I mean, I just think that's a very... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, National Geographic, open to Mother Earth, look in her soul with lava spewing out, you know?
Okay. Look into her soul as lava spewing out.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be sick.
What a... Yeah, sure. It would be sick. Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay. You are at the top of the Eiffel Tower with the person of your choice. Overlooking Paris at night with all the lights on a clear night.
That's pretty good. I am a romantic. Can that person be you?
I said it's your choice, so it's anybody you want. It could be be a version of me that me wants and Max to be there with you. That's a slap in the face.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Different Max. You don't
know her. You can choose your daughters.
You don't know her. You don't know.
She goes to another school. You can choose your daughters if you want.
I'm going to put that at the 6.
The 6, okay. Eiffel Tower. There's other better things on the list.
Yeah, and it also could also be like,
worse things.
Yeah, I mean, there could be worse, but I feel like you're going to hold out to, you know me, and so you're going to hold out for certain aspects of my life that I would love.
What do you mean?
Yeah, whatever do you really mean?
Okay. Next one is the top of Mount Everest all by yourself.
Nope. That's
all by yourself. You can't get hurt. Get hurt or suffer pain in any way. You are literally untouchable, and you get just to be there.
That's gonna be 9.
Factor pain out of it. 9?
Yeah.
You would rather swim with sharks in the ocean than be at the top of Mount Everest without any pain.
Yeah.
You're psycho, dude. What? That's crazy.
The only reason people go to the top of or go to Mount Everest is to stroke their own ego and to say that they did it.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not the only reason.
I have no desire to go to Mount Everest.
That's crazy, man.
What am I going to do up there? Oh, cool. I made it up here. Now I'm going back down.
One, you have the story to tell everybody that you've
been exactly. I have the story to brag to people. And I don't want to be that guy.
It's Mother Earth. You get to overlook from the tallest point on the planet.
Yeah, I can only see like 2 miles in front of me. Like, I can't see that far. Plus, there's probably clouds and snowstorm, and also I would be terrified of dying. And also, it probably took me 5.5 months to get up there.
No, you just get dropped in. Right there. You get dropped in at the top.
Well, then I'll die of elevation sickness.
You're psycho, dude. You're psycho. Okay. Moving on. You are in King Tut's tomb, and you get to take out whatever you can carry and leave with it, and you can keep it. You don't know what's in it because we've never found it.
What about King Butt?
Because I had such a king-sized butt.
Butt.
You don't know. We don't know if there's treasure in there. You can take whatever you want. It might be...
Can I just, like, say King Tut's tomb? Because I don't even care about the treasure. I just want to, like, go to the tomb.
Sure. I mean, you can get it. But, yeah, it's basically being in King Tut's tomb. You'll be the only one in there.
Treasure. I'm putting that at 3.
3?
Might surprise you, but I want to see the pyramids. I want to explore the pyramids. And I would love to see King Tut's tomb.
King Tut's butt. I mean, tomb.
I would love to touch King Tut's butts.
King Butts tomb. Tut.
King Tut's butts. Butts Tuts.
Butts Tuts. I'm 5 years old. Okay. all right, so you got that at 3.
Yeah.
Next one is, you get to be on the Great Wall of China all by yourself.
We're going to go ahead and put that at the 7.
7, okay.
Yeah.
You're really saving that 10 spot.
Yep. I might have put it at 5 if I was, like, exploring it with Bentley or something, you know? But, like, by myself, it would be really cool. I would love to go. But also, like, it's a wall. I've seen a wall before. I'd rather see the Berlin Wall, you know what I mean?
Well, you're here at the wall.
Well, National John Center. Wall.
Oh, do the John Wall. Nice.
Well, Vans off the wall.
Oh, well, fly on the wall.
Nice.
Miley Cyrus song.
Well, okay. Fly in the ointment.
Okay. All right, next one is riding on an elephant in Africa, in the savannah or whatever. You're riding an elephant.
We're going to go number 10 with that one, actually.
That's the worst for you?
I think I would... Wow.
You're going to ride
an elephant? If I wanted to ride an elephant, I'd ask you.
You think I know elephants? You know, because
oh
I'm not
no,
the
I meant to ride you.
Yeah, nice try. Oh, all right, sorry. The disc went over my head and behind my back, so didn't.
No, it nice. It doesn't. Try. It doesn't sound that. Like, it's probably cool, but also, so far this is the lowest on my list. Yeah.
Okay, what do you have left?
1, 2, and 5.
Wow. Okay. So these better be good, huh?
It's holding out. I might have. I wish. Looking at where I'm at now, I kind of wish King Tut was at number 2.
Okay. Next is VIP backstage passes to your favorite artists at their concert, and you get to meet them backstage privately.
Well, their room with I them. Did get to meet Healy already, so that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
And I did get to see... He did. He called me, hey, brother.
Yeah.
And I did get to see... Glass Animals and 21 Pilots and
but these are VIP backstage passes and yeah. A meet and greet privately with them, so that's worth a whole lot more, and you like get a talk with them.
No, it is. I'm just saying I've seen these artists, so I've seen them perform. Who would I want to potentially go back to, or who else would I want to see? Mumford and Sons is the highest on my list for who I still want to see that I haven't
seen
yet.
You want Kendrick Lamar and be like, they not like us?
I'm not.
You're like, you're not like me.
I mean, I'd rather see Drake.
Say Drake.
Well, say Bebe.
Say Bebe Records.
Shout out Sayer Grass.
Nice. Okay. Where are you putting this?
I'm going to put it at 5.
You're going to leave your 1 and 2 and you don't know what I have left?
Correct.
You're crazy. All right.
Yeah, I think so. Looking at my list and like, I it's not above King Tut for me, and it's definitely below a live volcano. So we're gonna roll with it.
Number 5. So you got 1 and 2 left. We've got 2 options left.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. Next one is. You are in the Sistine Chapel all by yourself, and you get it all alone for a whole day.
That's pretty cool. I'll take that at 2, for sure.
Take that at 2. You're going to leave your 1.
I am. I don't know. I don't know. But Sistine Chapel is pretty dang cool.
I could be like, totally pranking you right now with a giant big dookie of a pick.
Even by myself, though, at Sistine Chapel, that is... I think King Tut would still be above it, but... Like,
that'd be crazy.
Studying art history in high school, I have massive appreciation. Under demisiated for just that whole art scene and the Sistine Chapel, and just knowing the history behind it is really cool. So
I'd want to just go in there for the echo and just be like, oh, just some halo. Oh, it would be so nice.
Yeah, plus nice. I'd want all over the chapel as well.
Dude, we'd call you Michelangelo if you did that. Well, you are a risky guy, but you know what? I'll give you a lot of credit for the guts you have of leaving your number 1 for your final, not knowing how this was going to go. But darn it, Lincoln, it paid off for you because the final one is Courtside Game 7 seats to the NBA Finals this year with a +1 of your choice.
You're coming with me, brother.
That's a 1 spot, and that's impressive. You left it. I was deciding whether to leave like one of the ones I knew you would hate. I was actually gonna put go to the bottom of the Marianas Trench in a submarine, and I was gonna leave that for the last option, hoping you would
that
do it for the one. But I was like, you know what? That's a mean ending.
That would have been a so clear 10. That would have been a clear 10, obviously.
But you left it for a 1?
Yeah. Yikes. Okay, so I got Courtside Seats 1, Sistine Chapel 2, King Tut's Tomb 3, Helicopter Over Volcano 4, Backstage Passes to Favorite Artist 5, Eiffel Tower, Top of Eiffel Tower 6, Great Wall of China 7, Shallow Shark Diving 8, Top of Mount Everest 9, Riding an Elephant 10. I think that's a perfect list.
A perfect list?
Maybe flip 2 and 3, and that's a perfect list for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
I like it a lot.
Good impression, Jimmy.
Thanks. Fallon or
I like
Kimmel.
Carell.
Jim Carell.
Jimmy Carell. Will Ferrell. Williams.
Okay. Well, this is a segment for you, Jeffrey.
Woo!
In that you're gonna cross them off.
Oh, those.
Yep. And I tried to share my screen, but Riverside won't let me without updating my browser for some reason. Don't know why. So I can't share my screen with you. However, I'm going to read to you a list of athletes, and you are going to tell me, and you're going to try to cross off one at a time to get to the player who makes the most money per game.
Per game.
Per game.
Okay.
This is multi-sport here. Ready? Are you ready? Sorry.
So per game / match / whatever.
Yep. Okay. So you have
I don't know enough about some of these.
You have Joe Burrow, Steph Curry, Paul George, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, Patrick Mahomes, Connor McDavid, Dak Prescott, Shohei Ohtani, and Juan Soto.
This is a huge list.
It's a huge list. I wish I could share my screen. So
who were the ones in the middle?
Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, Curry.
Let me write them down. Let me write them down as I go. Because this will make it a lot easier for me. Okay, Joe Burrow.
Cross off one at a time until you get to who you think potentially are the last two. And I will tell you how much each make per game after you cross them off.
Okay, so, I mean, based on sports here, we've got football, basketball, one hockey, and baseball.
Correct.
So four sports. Now, for me, football obviously has the least amount of games here. Mm-hmm. So it feels like the average per game is going to be high. So I have a feeling, especially with Joe Burrow, how much he makes, I'm going to steer clear of them for a little bit. Basketball, there's a lot of games, and baseball has a ton. But I know Shohei and Juan Soto also have giant contracts.
I do.
But with 160 games? 162 games?
Which, can we just be real? That's too many.
That's way too many games.
It's too many.
It wears out everybody. I get that you have to maintain close.
120. That's still a lot, but you'd get more attendance.
Get hurt as often. They don't have Tommy John surgery every freaking 2 years. The way they're playing now, it's just too much.
Players would actually care about the game.
And the games matter more. Game matters much more. So,
exactly.
It's tough. I'm going to go with cross off the list. I'm going to cross off Paul George.
Paul George makes $600K a game. You're safe.
Safe there. Okay. Next up on the list, I'm going to cross off Dak Prescott. I don't think he makes more than Joe Breezy.
Well, this is the shortest segment we've ever had. Dak Prescott makes the most per game at $3.5 million per game. We're going to reverse the game and who makes the least. So now you're crossing off the most.
This is horrible.
Dak Prescott makes $3.5 million.
How does he make more than every one of these people?
That was kind of the catch of this game.
Yeah, so you wanted to catch me. You wanted me to fail because there's no way I would have left him at the
end. I was confident that you'd get down to the last two or three, but I thought your ball knowledge was a little more. Sorry, Jeff.
Not with Dak boy. I was like, Jerry Jones paying them that much? That's ridiculous.
All right, we're going to reverse it. And Paul George does not make the least. So you're good there.
Still safe there.
So we're gonna go reverse order now. You cross it off. Okay.
Let's go with the most
and get to the next.
Cross Joker off that list.
He is at $628,000 per game.
Okay, so he makes more than Paulie.
That's crazy money.
That's a lot of money. And for how many games there are.
Game, bro.
Which means he makes over $150K a quarter. Which means he makes over $10,000 per minute.
It's crazy.
Per minute.
You remember when we calculated out Steph Steph Curry's contract when we were in college.
Like per second or something.
Yeah, we calculated out per second, per point, per everything. It was crazy.
It's even more, even crazier now. Okay, I'm going to take Steph Curry off that list as well.
Steph Curry is at 730... Sorry, 763,000 per game.
Okay.
So you're safe.
Okay. Looking at this list still, I have a feeling that Shohei is also not the least.
Shohei is at 432,000 per game.
Just crazy how much, what, a $700 million deal, 10 years, but he only makes 430 a game.
How many games does he play, though? Like, also, yeah. Did you see his walk-off the other night, last night?
It was nice. Dude, they were 8-0?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Best start for defending champions.
Money pays, literally.
Well, people pay with money, so yeah.
You can buy anything in this world with money. Okay, so we got Joe Burrow left, we've got LeBron left.
Why are you being so casual about that?
What do you mean? I'm just moving on. We got Joe Burrow, we got LeBron, we've got Mahomes, we've got Connor McDavid, and we've got Juan Soto.
Correct. Six left.
I'm going to take Connor McDavid off that list because they play quite a bit of games.
Well, Jeff, that'll do it for you, brother. You lost. Connor McDavid makes the least per game at $152,000 per game.
I hate this game. Like, I assume you threw on a random NHL star because he didn't make the least. Like, why would you put him on?
Well, the game was not for the least. The game was for the most, and you literally failed at the second person.
But the problem is, I would have expected him to not be on either end of the spectrum. Like, you wanted him to be on the higher end of what he makes, so I would assume that
I didn't make NHL this list first off. So,
oh, that makes more sense then.
Yeah, but all right, let's go through it. Joe Burrow makes $3.2 million per game. He's second place.
Okay.
LeBron James makes $542,000 per game.
Okay.
Which is less than Jokic, less than Paul George, less than Curry. Patrick Mahomes makes $2.62 million per game.
Football boys.
So he's less than Joe Burrow, less than Dak Prescott, but more than all the baseball and basketball. And then Juan Soto makes $315,000 per game, less than Shohei.
Okay.
Well, good job.
Quite a game. No, not good job. Don't praise me for doing a terrible job both ways. I had two different ways to win this game. I failed at both of them with half of the picks left.
It's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, for you. Embarrassing for me. Ball knowledge down the drain.
Well,
at least don't ask me about money. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Yeah, that's true.
Life does not easy come, easy go.
Right? Don't say that.
Okay, well, good job. Right. This is going to lead me to our draft, though, because I am surprised that we have not done this draft, and I would hope that you would have 4 to 5 easily off the top of your head that you could name, but we're going to do TV theme songs, TV show theme songs, ranking.
Okay.
Okay, not ranking, but drafting. Okay.
Dang. And I know there's quite a few, but tough because there's so many.
There's a lot of good ones, but this is also just what you think are the best.
It's so subjective.
Or catchy or whatever, but obviously there's going to be some really good ones, and I think they deserve a shout-out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to go with kind of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
That also have... You
obviously listen to them a lot more.
That also... Yeah, exactly. Like, ones that I think are... identifiable to me.
For example, Game of Thrones is on a lot of people's lists, but it's not on mine because I didn't watch it, and it's not one that I'm like, it brings back memories to or whatever. Even though it's probably a solid theme song, for me, it's not one of the best.
Okay. Right. So. Well, I'm going to give you the number one then.
All right, deal.
And see if you take the most cliche, obvious pick.
The most cliche, obvious pick?
Yeah.
My pick is going to be absolutely out of left field for you, but the moment you think about it, you're like, okay, that is perfect. And mine's going to be the Drake and Josh theme song.
Oh, sing it for us.
Well, if I never thought that it'd be so simple, then I found
a way.
If you open up your mind and see what's inside. Man, what a song.
Wow.
Catchy as freaking, just Nickelodeon in general. But also, what beats that? For me, I don't know. There's not a lot.
Well, I'm scared of it being taken, so I am going to take it first. Because you said you were thinking about something out of left field. Well, I'm thinking about something out of the box. Out of the box.
Wow.
Out of the box.
Out of the box. Old school.
Take one box, put it with another.
Dude, that's a good song. Out of the box, also the end of the end of the out of the box.
So long farewell to you, my friends. That's so good, dude.
For now. Dun, 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 again. Yeah. And he has the chick, 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 chick.
Yeah.
And it was so satisfying. Yeah.
Also, I wanted that man's hair so bad.
He had
and
dreads,
and the
right?
day that I learned that I could never have my hair look like that, I was sad. Dreads. I was
well,
sad.
Shout out to my boy Kieran Prince, who was Scottish in high school, and he's decided he wanted to try to make a dread. So he had longer hair down to here, and he would not comb it or shampoo it, and he created a clump of hair that became just a clump piece.
A single dread.
And he's like, I got a dread. It wasn't real dread. It was just a white boy
a
dread.
A clump.
A Michael Clump.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Well, with my second pick, I'm going to take one that is just a song, and it's a good song. But when you hear the Glockenspiel, you know you love it. And that's Chuck's Short Skirt Long Jacket by Cake.
Oh.
I want a girl who gets up early. Jacket. I want a girl who stays out late. Yeah. This is like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, it's a great song. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
It's a really good song.
That was the second one that popped into my head after Out of the Box, and after mulling over some options, I like it, and I'm going to stick with it.
Well, fantastic for you. I never watched Chuck.
Really?
So I don't have that, but I've heard it's good. I've heard they're making a prequel to it. Or is that Dexter?
No, they're Dexter. Making Dexter. That is Dexter's lab.
Chuck is the other one. My laboratory! Didi!
Didi, get out of my laboratory.
Get out of my laboratory. Okay. Dude.
Yeah.
So my
there's
second
so many different ways we can go with these things.
I have some really good options here all around, and I have to take it out of almost a necessity for myself because I've heard it about a trillion times.
Five trillion actually.
But that is The Office.
Yep.
With the nice piano.
That would have been my next
accordion.
Pick.
It's just
the only reason I didn't take it is because it started to get obnoxious and I would always skip the intro any chance possible. Like it would be on in the background and I would hear the intro about to come on and I would run to the remote so I could press skip intro.
A testament to how much
that's the only reason I didn't take it.
I get it. It's just it's so iconic. So iconic, so classic. Everyone knows it. And now switching it up with my third pick is something that I honestly didn't watch a ton of, but it is so good because I would wake up in the middle of the night if I was watching something and it would be on. And that was The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
That's great.
In West Philadelphia. It was just so good. And you just wake up at 1 a.m. on whatever channel and it was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Usually Nick at Night.
Nick at Night. Really, really good.
Nick. Nickelodeon.
Wow.
I'm glad they emphasized the k on that.
And then they had say, the k. Then they'd, ha, I'm Paul.
Yeah. That was Jimmy Neutron.
That was Jimmy Neutron. Ha, I'm Paul.
We could go 10 rounds with this thing, dude.
I know, we could. There's a lot. Okay. But I'm sticking with 5.
All right, well, I'm going to go I went childhood. I went high school age. Now I'm going to go middle school age. Okay. And I'm going to go with What's New Scooby-Doo.
Oh, really good. Really good song.
Dude, that song bangs. So What's New Scooby-Doo? We're coming after you. Gotta solve that mystery. See you, Scooby-Doo. We're coming after you. What's New Scooby-Doo?
It's still used all the time.
Dude, it's still a banger.
Yeah.
Ah, that's very
good.
Yeah.
Very good pick.
That is good.
Tough options.
Do I want to go adult years, or do I want to go back to childhood? Oh, I gotta do it. When you hear the intro to this song, and you hear that electric guitar riff, you can't help
what is it?
But sing along with it. I want to be the very best.
Oh, you know what? Steal of the Draft. I forgot about the Pokemon.
It's freaking theme song. Good. My when you hear that, that electric guitar intro riff. Pokemon.
Those guys put their
it's
whole
you and me.
Their whole Pokemon.
You know it's our destiny. Yeah.
It goes way too hard.
You're my best friend.
A Pokemon show.
Yeah, that and What's New Scooby-Doo both just slap.
That's really impressive. Nice pick, man.
All right, so that's my four. You got your final two picks here, sir.
Oh, there's so many options. I want to pick it because it's so good, but I do have options here that I want to go with instead. Because I just really, the vibe was so fantastic. And that's going to be the Stranger Things theme song with the and it was just, I mean,
I only know that from years. Whatever.
It's such a good little theme.
I never watched the show.
In the zone, there's no singing to it, but it gets you right into the vibes, the mystery, the feel. Like, it was just really, I love that theme. They're really good. But if we're being honest, my number five is going to have to go back to, like, a sitcom. And that's going to be... So no one told you life was going to be this way.
Oh!
Give me Friends. That song, still really good. Really, yep. What a really good song.
That is the most cliche, but I'm just proud of you for singing it.
It is, but at a five, it has to be taken. I'm not going to let it go untaken because I knew you wouldn't take it at the five spot or at your four or this five spot. So I had to take it at the five.
Yeah, I was never going to take it. Yeah.
But it deserves to be taken because it is really.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought you were going to take
it
for number one.
So I don't get tired of it very often.
I'll be there for you. For a half second, I thought you were going to go Boy Meets World.
You know what? That's a good song.
That's a good song. It's a good theme song. I'm going to hit up a couple of my honorable mentions before I go to
your final.
I think I know what I want my final to be. And it could be just because this was sprung on me and so I don't have the depth to go back to other shows.
Yeah.
Competing for this final spot for me, Law and Order.
Oh,
yeah. And they
good.
Kept the same dadgum song and the same, like,
years
forever. Even now, I think it's still going.
That guitar, dude, it's so good.
Yeah, it's so classic 90s.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. I love it.
Really good.
It quite literally slaps.
Hmm.
Psych.
Oh, Psych's good.
You know that I'm not telling the truth. And then Parks and Rec, but I can't go Parks and Rec because
yeah, too similar to The Office too. I feel like
exactly.
It starts to get a little repetitive.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine is right up there as well.
Yeah, and you but watch that a lot, so.
Correct. I love Brooklyn Nine. Have you even watched it yet?
Not all the way through.
I can't believe that you didn't get in that.
You let me watch the pilot for it, and it was a good pilot.
Yeah. Okay, so in my final spot. Oh, actually, no, I just thought of another one. Okay. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to go with The Fairly Odd Parents.
Dang it! Ah, that would have been my honorable mention. I wanted credit for it. Fairly Odd Parents. Timmy is an average kid.
No one understands. Mom and Dad and Vicky always giving him command. You know that it's a good theme song when you can still sing it and you haven't watched the show in 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's Shiny Teeth and Me.
Also,
give me all that.
How crazy is it that we haven't seen shows for 20 years? How the old are we, dude?
Like shows like that? Yeah.
Like, literally, what the is wrong with that? Like, it's crazy.
It is weird. I mean, I go back to SpongeBob all the time. The first and second season of SpongeBob are...
I thought you were potentially going to take SpongeBob as well.
It's a little too annoying.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah.
The one that I was going to take before I remembered The Fairly Odd Parents was Bear in the Big Blue House.
That's really good. That's a good one.
The moon, the bear, and the big blue house. Big blue
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? You were going old school with this.
I mean, I feel like that's...
You could have gone Teletubbies if you really wanted, you know? You don't want to go that? You don't want to go Bernstein Gross. Bears? You don't want to go Roly-Poly-Oly?
That one is... That's a banger.
Oh, my heart.
And in the land of swirls and curls, he's the swellest kid around.
That one was so good.
Howdy.
But wait.
Hooray.
Hooray!
And in... It's so repetitive.
But
it's
wait, the same thing, but... we all forgot the drum. Every day when you're walking down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that you meet. Why'd they get a reggae guy for that?
Is it don't know.
Incomplete?
Reggae slap said, in the 90s,
what a wonderful time to play.
Mm.
Like, what a song, man. Or Zaboomafoo?
Zaboomafoo,
dude?
But I couldn't even pull it off the top of my head.
Oh my gosh.
Pause.
What are some great, great theme songs? Don't pause on that. Don't pause.
Rewind that one back.
That's no. A good pause. No. Too deep of a pause. Pause.
Pause. Penny, she's got four. Pause.
Pause. Nice. Well, any other honorable mentions you would like to... You would like to say?
No, I said all my honorable mentions.
Okay. I also had...
But I do think that Pokemon was the steal of the draft.
No, it really is. It is such a good song.
Mm.
The... Boom, beep, beep, there's a great opening.
I probably should have taken it with one of my first two picks, but...
It's better later if you can
No, sorry. It. The Office does hurt that I didn't take it earlier.
Yeah.
But recapping, Jeff, you've got Drake and Josh, The Office, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Stranger Things, and Friends. So you definitely hit a little bit of that older crowd.
You did too.
And I hit, older age
group
at the time.
Yes.
And I hit Childhood, Out of the Box, then Chuck, which is really just a song by Cake. Then What's New Scooby-Doo, because that's a banger of a song.
Pokemon.
Then Pokemon and The Fairly Odd Parents.
So mostly animated. Nice job.
I guess 3 out of 5 were animated. I'm gonna go none.
Well, other honorable mentions should have had Full House on there. Full House theme is really, you know, really
classic.
Whatever
happened to the
invincibility? I don't know. Predictability.
The newsman, the paperboy.
The Evening TV!
Nice.
Yeah, see, it's really good. You still can sing it.
It is a good one. That was a good one, for sure.
Simpsons?
Nice. I think really once classic. They did Fuller House, it killed some of the nostalgia of Full House.
Yeah, they try to build onto it, but it actually can hurt it. 2 and a Half Men. Men.
That's a good one.
Men. I had Fairly Odd Parents on there, and then... those were the basic ones I had. There were some really, really good picks there. I'm surprised we never did this, though. We did the commercial jingles, but we never did theme songs. we for did TV do com- shows.
We did do commercial jingies.
Commercial
jankies.
Yeah, and we had some really good ones. We had Stanley Steamer, 1-800-STEAMER. We had J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
The best part of waking up
is Folgers in your cup. And every kiss begins with K.
It does.
It really does.
Okay, well, that was a good episode. Wow, we are concise with this one, so good on us. Good on you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Please show my boy some love. He's about to go on paternity leave for how long?
Next week.
2 weeks?
I'll have a couple weeks, and then I'll come back for a week to work, and then I'll actually get to go back on some PTO when my father comes here, and who may make a guest appearance.
Everybody pressure pod. Scott to join the pod.
He might
once again.
Yeah, it will be a good time. So
soon
here.
Fantastic, Jeff. We're proud of you. Final word.
Final word.
Actually, hold on. No, before we get to final word, I need y'all to show my boy some love, Pressure Scott, and then share with your grandma. Share with your nostalgic TV show friend that you can go back and talk about these nostalgic TV shows. And Jeff, instead of passing to you for the final word, I'm giving the final word tonight.
What?
Which is why I wanted you to intro the pod, you know, but as our boy Jeffrey is about to enter the wonderful bonds of fatherhood, I just wanted to pay tribute to my best friend, Jeff, because I have been through some heavy lately, and if any of you can have a friend as good to you as Jeff has been to me, this man deserves the world, and I just wanted to get emotional and thank Jeff on the podcast for this, for doing the pod with me, for being there for me, literally, through everything, through my piece of former, I'm bleeping out certain words, for taking me to a Spurs game and just spoiling me and buying me ice cream and just doing things that he knows that I would never do for myself, but because he is just that good of a friend. I'm so excited for you to become a dad. And if you're literally half as good of a dad as you are a friend, I know that baby's going to be so loved and taken care of. And I just want to say thank you. And, this is, I think, the first that I've cried on the pod. So, with that, we're going to leave it. Do something nice for someone. And
quite the final word.
Lefty's out.